Okay, so the next question here is the relationship, or what is the relationship between breath, energy, and the mind? Because every meditation technique that you are teaching in the meditation class is related to breath in some way or another. You know, so maybe if you can answer the question about breath, what are your thoughts about that, and what the connection is with energy and the mind, and we can perhaps go into that in more depth later, but some introductory comments on that would be good.
Absolutely. So that is true. So we talk about the breath so much is firstly, even scientifically, breath is a major part of your whole body function. The breaths you take oxygenates the whole body, and it really helps literally, you know, the blood supply improves, the lungs get utilized the way it should be, and that's the scientific part, like the body, like anatomical, physiological part of it. But what does the breath mean in terms of energy and state of mind is the question. So if you look at a day, we do not take proper breath at all. It depends on what the thoughts run through, and it's really shallow. We do not take breaths. So what happens with that is, again, the body doesn't function well. And not only that, whenever you're thinking these thoughts and it's stressful or negative, your breath is always affected. And that's something one needs to observe over time to see what happens. So, but it's just a natural thing. When the body really asks for it, when you take deep breaths, you automatically feel better. So it's not only just feeling good and relaxed. So that's the number one benefit of the mind as well as the body. So the breathing, actually deep, nice deep breaths, abdominal breathing, it really helps the whole body relax. In fact, every muscle relaxes from head to toe. So that's number one. So because the mind, the body relaxes, it's kind of a reflex, which is a communication from the body to the mind to say that, okay, I am relaxed now. So, you know, it's an indication for the brain or the mind to actually signal that we need to have more thoughts which are coming, which will make my body stay this way. So essentially, it centers your mind. It's a clue to the mind to kind of maintain its state of stillness. So that is number one. Now, what happens to energy? Again, with every thought you think, the energy gets scattered if it's not, you know, in positive or, you know, not suitable for you. So when the energy gets, you know, scattered, you feel exhausted. And that is not a good idea. So when you take a deep breath, not only does the mind get into a still state, it also integrates all your energy, which is scattered all over. So you look at this, there's so much benefit going on. So it's not really breath. That's why in many of these spiritual, you know, techniques, they call it life force, because it really affects your whole life. It's that force in you which is integrated all together, the mind, the body, and the energy. And that's all, if you really look at, is you need to it to be in alignment. And so that's what we're trying to do. And it's a simple thing. If you really breathe deep, everything falls in place. So that's how simple it is. So that's why they've done so many experiments on breath. And, there's so many experiments on breath work itself. It's not just deep breathing. Mm-hmm. It's transformational. Mm-hmm. There is people who have done, have expertise on just transformational breath work, which is actually a form of even bringing up your buried thoughts and emotions and feelings and memories in your subconscious. So it can be surfaced and cleared up with breath work itself. And it's very powerful. So you see why they call it life force. So that's why it's important to start, you know, that's why every meditation you'll see this involves some kind of deep breath, and there's different versions of it. And of course, not to mention how it affects your body. You know, there's so much of scientific even proof that it helps the body, like blood pressure and, you know, sugar balancing, everything pretty much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Chaitanya.